Diagnostic test.
自我诊断考试。
Part 1. Number 1. Look at the picture marked number 1 in your test book. A.
He's pouring water into a glass.
B.
He's setting a plate on a table.
C.
He's putting away some cups.
D.
He's drinking from a bowl.
Number 2. Look at the picture marked number 2 in your test book. A.
The men are making a copy.
B.
The men are stocking books on a shelf.
C.
The men are looking at a computer screen.
D.
The men are filing some papers.
Number 3.Look at the picture marked number 3 in your test book. A. The men are assembling a rack. B. Paint is being applied to a wall. C. Containers have been set on shelves. D. Flower pots are being piled in a corner. Number 4. Look at the picture marked number 4 in your test book.A.
They've placed their shoes on the sand.
B.
They're strolling along the shore.
C.
Seaweed has been left along the water's edge.
D.
The rock is casting a shadow.
Part 2. Number 5.
Who has the test results?
A.
That's what I thought.
B.
The secretary should have them.
C.
No, he hasn't.
Number 6. Why weren't you at the party this afternoon? A.
Yes, I wrote part of it.
B.
I thought it was tomorrow.
C.
I'll bring it later tonight.
Number 7. How do you like the new director? A.
He's out of the office today.
B.
He's very demanding.
C.
No, that's not the right direction.
Number 8.
Could you come by my office before you leave?
A. I don't know if the bill came this month.B. Sure, I'm on my way out now. C. No, she lives far away. Number 9. Have you contacted the travel agency or do you want me to call them? A.
Is that your phone number?
B.
I don't have time, do you?
C.
No, I haven't had much yet.
Number 10.
Did you make it to the new exhibit at the Science Museum?
A.
No, but I plan to next week.
B.
That's good news.
C.
Yes, to build a new museum.
Number 11. The marketing associate wasn't very helpful, was he? A.
No, in the accounting department.
B.
I didn't think he was either.
C.
Thanks for your help.
Number 12.
The microphones in the auditorium aren't working.
A.
Sometime this morning.
B.
I'll get the technician.
C.
The desk is next to the computer.
Go on to the next page. Part 3. Questions 13 through 15 refer to the following conversation.
Excuse me, can you tell me where a dry cleaner is here in the hotel? I spilled coffee on my shirt this morning and need to have it cleaned within today.
Yes, there is one place located on the second floor. However, I don't think they offer express service. You'd better go to the one across from the hotel. I'm sure they can do the service.
What a relief. I'll go there right away. I need the shirt for a job interview tomorrow afternoon.
Number 13. Where are the speakers? Number 14. What does the woman want to do? Number 15. When is the interview? Question 16 through 18 refer to the following conversation. Hello, I'd like two tickets for Thursday night's theater performance.
I'm afraid all of the tickets are sold out for that performance.
Oh, then what about next week? Do you have tickets for next Saturday's performance?
Yes, we have. There are tickets for 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. Which would you like?
Number 16. Who most likely is the woman? Number 17. What does the man want to do? Number 18. What will the man probably do next? Questions 19 through 21 refer to the following conversation.
Becca, how's the marketing manager search going? Did you find anyone who is a good fit?
No, personnel department narrowed down the applications to two, but neither seems to be qualified. We're targeting young consumers in the clothing market. We need someone who has much experience in the related field.
I have a friend who is really qualified for the job. He's been with a clothing company for decades. Why don't you contact him to see if he's interested?
Number 19. Which department needs a new manager? Number 20. What qualification does the man mention? Number 21. What does the woman recommend? Questions 22 through 24 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Susan. I was a little late for the meeting and I missed some parts of the meeting. Could you tell me what the sales manager said about the Hong Kong office?
He said the Hong Kong group's doing great. They boosted their sales this quarter by focusing on teenage consumers in their advertisement.
Great. So the manager suggests that we target younger people so our branch may raise our sales too, right?
You're right. And he said another meeting is scheduled for next week to deal with all the details.
Number 22. What does the man ask the woman for? Number 23. What have employees at the Hong Kong office done? Number 24. According to the man, what will occur next week? Go on to the next page. Part 4. Questions 25 through 27 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, Erica. This is Madison Morton calling from Westwood Furniture Store, and I'm a sales manager. I'm calling about the dress hanger you ordered from us last week. Unfortunately, the second type model you selected is not in stock. We can place a special order for it, but I don't think we can get it in less than 2 months. However, we have the third type model available now. So I'd like to know whether you want to order the third type model or would rather wait for the second type model. I will leave for the day around 6, so please call me back as soon as you get this message. Thank you.
Number 25. Who is the caller? Number 26. What might be the problem? Number 27. What does the caller need to know from Erica? Questions 28 through 30 refer to the following talk.
As you all know, our network equipment sales on the capital area have gone up. We expect the sales will continue to increase, so we're planning to start a new branch in Busan in early August. I'm appointed to head the sales department in Busan, so I'll be leaving my position as sales manager in July. Several new employees will be hired to deal with the increased business, but of course, the same chance will be given to the experienced sales representatives within our company. All of you are invited to consider the possibility of transferring to Busan. Please give us some feedback within the next few weeks if you're interested in making this move.
Number 28. Who is the speaker? Number 29. What will happen in July? Number 30. What does the speaker ask listeners to consider? Questions 31 through 33 refer to the following talk. Welcome, everyone, to today's lecture series. Our featured speaker today is Mr. John Park, once the chairman of Stock Analyst Association. He is also an award-winning author of Secret of Millionaire. Mr. Park will read excerpts from his book and answer questions from audience. Following that, he will be available to sign copies of his book. You can purchase the book at the back of the auditorium for $25. To get more information on his other books, you may refer to the brochures available there to anyone. Now let's give a warm welcome to Mr. John Park. Number 31. Who is Mr. Park? Number 32. What will Mr. Park talk about? Number 33. What can the listeners do at the back of the auditorium? Questions 34 through 36 refer to the following announcement.
The following is a public service announcement brought to you by Radio ABC. Because of the drought, government officials are asking all city residents to conserve water. Residents are asked not to fill their swimming pools or water their gardens until further notice. Right now, the government is asking residents to do this on a voluntary basis, although if the situation becomes severe, it is possible that fines will be imposed. For more information, find energy conservation tips at our website at www.energytips.or.uk.
Number 34. Who is this talk directed to? Number 35. What are the listeners asked to avoid? Number 36. What can be found at website mentioned by the speaker?